Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like some self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I kind of tidied up my art room a little bit. It doesn't really look like it, but
no,
it
looks great, actually. Not that it was, like, messy before. It's just,
I just
sometimes
like,
you gotta tidy.
Yeah, tidied it a little bit and made it cozy and, I don't know, cleaned it, sort of. Dusted, if you will.
It's like, at the same time, if you will.
What did you do?
This week, we just had Christmas. Merry Christmas. And then New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And I put away everything and I dusted. Like, right when you said that, I was like, I need to talk about it.
And I put my shit away, like, 2 days after. I was like, and scene. I'm sick of it, looking at all this shit.
I always wait till New Year's, because I had the day off. So I just waited till then, and I, like, did it. I did it in, like, no joke, like, 2 hours.
Yeah,
which I actually thought was pretty good. Because
I'm like, I'm sick of all this shit.
Well, it's just, our house looks empty. And part of me is like, maybe we should go buy some new shit. No.
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 I feel like ours looks too cluttered with all our Christmas stuff. I'm just like, oh my God.
But you want to have it all out.
I know.
So.
And it's also like, I'm just like not a Christmas person. Like, we only listen to Christmas music Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because I can't.
I love Christmas. And I will shout it from the rooftops. I also was wearing my Emmett Otter shirt.
What?
It says, okay, people. Huh? Please message us. Have you heard of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas? It is one of my favorite. You're looking at me like I have three heads. Don't worry. I'll explain it.
Okay.
So it's a Jim Henson.
Like, oh, okay.
He makes this little like otters that are like poor. And no, it's cute. And they do laundry. And him and his mom love singing on the river. They go down the river.
Okay.
Their names are Emmett and Ma Otter. And when we went to Ocean Journey, there was an otter named Emmett. And I lost my GD mind over it. And he's like, that otter's name is Emmett. And I like had a little scream session, but like silently because I was like, don't want to scare children.
Sure.
And basically, it's Emmett Otter wants to buy his mom a really nice Christmas gift.
Aww.
And she wants to give Emmett a good Christmas gift.
Right.
And like the whole movie, they're like, he's figuring out he's going to do a jug band with his friends because if you enter the talent contest, you can win $50.
Did you say a jug band?
Yeah.
Like, you're playing on jugs?
One of them is.
Okay.
The others are playing instruments and singing.
Okay.
I don't really know what a jug band
is. And they're puppets.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're really cute.
Sure.
They're so cute. And, well, Ma Otter also hears about this talent contest, and she wants to do, I don't know, dancing? Singing?
Okay.
Who's to say? Well, the rough and bad guys in town who ride around in their car and they speed past people end up
otters?
Winning. No, they're like, there's a fox.
Oh, okay.
And a bear, I think. And
woodland
a snake.
Creatures.
Yes.
Okay.
It's really cute. And they win the talent contest, but someone likes, I'm trying to find a picture of it. Someone likes the otters so much that they give them like a steady position being entertainers at a bar. Shut up. It's so cute. I feel so dumb. I was explaining this to somebody.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen that in my life.
Well, yeah. Nobody knew what I was. And they're like, why are
this
you wearing a shirt
niche.
That says, yeah, I'm starting to learn that. I was like, everyone knows Emmett Otter. And everyone's like, no, I don't. And then when I explain it, I'm like, I sound like an idiot. So
I guess we should watch it.
Okay. Yes.
I bet
Ronan would love it. Yeah.
We watched the Muppet Christmas Carol. He loved it.
It's that.
Yeah.
But more niche.
But otters.
It's really
and
cute.
And a jug band.
If you've heard of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, please, for the love of God, message us.
Oh my God. Okay.
But so that was my self-care.
Wait, can you stream it or did you like?
Yeah, you can stream it. It's on everything. It's on Pluto.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I need to make a mental note for next Christmas.
I'll bug you every day if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I even had the figurines on our like on our fireplace from it. And Keith was like, I need you to stop talking about Emmett Otter. And I'm like, good luck.
Never.
Never.
I'll never stop Emmett talking Otter about Otter forever.
So yeah. So okay. That's, and every time I explain it, I feel so dumb. So that's fun.
So you had a great Christmas.
Yeah, it was fun. And we got to hang out, like, well, we talked about it, I think, like, right after Christmas we recorded, so.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I had a good time, you know.
Living life.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, so.
Well, what are you gonna tell me about?
So I'm gonna tell you about something that, it's not a story I've heard anywhere.
Oh.
It was, the murder of Thomas and Jackie Hawks.
Okay.
Have you heard about this? The yacht murders, if you will.
The yacht murders.
Yeah. Ooh. So last night I had to like fully finish doing notes and Keith was with me and I was like watching this documentary and Keith's like, well, on that note, yikes. Should we go to bed?
Let's go have nightmares.
He's like, I'm sad. And I was like, this is what you signed up for. When I said I was going to do the podcast with Danae, you were going to have to hear about true crime. So, you know,
okay,
forewarned. All right. So Thomas Hawks was born January 1st, 1947. So if he were still around, he would have just celebrated his 79th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old.
Yes. So he mostly lived in Arizona. He was well-liked by his community and he did quite a few different things. He was notably a probation officer. But he was a very good probation officer, and he really wanted to see people do well, and people that he oversaw said he was a good guy. Aww. So if your probationers are saying you're awesome, yeah, that should tell you something about who you are as a person.
For sure.
And he was also a bodybuilder. Like, when you see pictures of him, you're like, all right.
Okay.
Go Thomas. Get it. So Thomas's love was the open sea. He went to Catalina Island all the time, probably to go to a wine mixer.
Why am I like just only, the only connection I have with Catalina Island is like literally just a
fucking Catalina wine mixer. And he always wanted to sail, and that was his plan for when he retired.
Aww.
And in 1986, he went to a chili cook-off, and he met the love of his life, Jackie. And the two were soon married. It was a second marriage, and his sons absolutely loved Jackie. He was a single dad. Their mom wasn't really in the picture.
I love that.
In fact, that they called her mom.
Whoa.
Like, after a while. It wasn't were immediately. But, like, they loved her.
Were they, like, young?
They were, you know, in the pictures, I can never tell the age of kids. They were anywhere
from, but they were, like kids.
But, like, 8 to, like, 12. Aww. And that kind of, but yeah, and they absolutely loved her.
Stepped up.
Yeah, that's what happened. But you could just, in all the pictures, you can just see they like absolutely love each other.
Aww.
And yeah, Tom was a single dad. And Jackie, unfortunately, wasn't able to ever have kids.
Oh, so that like made her like so happy that she got to like still be a mom.
Yeah, so it was like, so she just loved those boys immediately like they were her own.
Oh my God, that's so precious.
Yeah, and I just love that they also loved her. Because it's always sad like when they're like, I love these kids, and the kids are like, go fuck yourself. And they're like, all right, dope.
Okay, cool.
You know, because that happens a lot.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
But I think the fact that like their mom wasn't really present and they saw this woman that loved their dad probably, you know, didn't hurt.
Yeah.
So Thomas worked hard his entire life, and he planned on retiring early so that he could just sail around the world with his wife, Jackie. And at the age of 55, he was able to do exactly that in 2002. He lived in Arizona most of his life. However, him and his wife, Jackie, had sold their house in Arizona. And they're like, anything he wanted to do, Jackie would have done it just because she loved him so much.
Uh-huh. She's like, I'm in.
She's like, I guess. So they moved to Newport Beach, which is like in California, and they ended up living, and sometimes they call it yacht, sometimes they call it a boat, but
I like yacht better because it sounds fancier.
But people were like, and if there's a difference between the two, I'm sorry, okay? Please don't be mad at me.
We live in Colorado. We're landlocked. Shut up.
What is a boat? As far as I'm concerned, I don't know. What?
I watch Below Deck, so I am an expert on yachts.
So shut up, Kim.
So shut up, everyone.
So they got a yacht called the Well Deserved, and people said the yacht was well named because he had worked so hard all his life, and he and Jackie absolutely loved that yacht.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And they got to do things like swim with dolphins and whale sharks, and they had taken pictures of them, listening to bands near the sea, and they had sent emails to people to like let them know they're okay. I would totally snooze those emails because shut the fuck up and get out of my life. That those areas looked so. It was like
we're just living our best life. Look at us with dolphins. Oh my God.
I feel like us. Okay, Dad. Whatever. And I only say that because it was so beautiful. Well, yeah, it was stupid
out of jealousy.
Yeah, jealousy.
Wow, so, sounds like amazing.
Yeah,
what a life.
So one day they found out that their oldest son was gonna have a baby.
Aww.
And they would meet the baby and they love the baby, and they decided to move back to Arizona because they had been sailing for 2 years.
Yeah
And they've seen all the beautiful things. Sure. But wouldn't you want to be around your grandbabies?
Of course. And they sound like beautiful, lovely people.
Yeah, in the pictures with their grandkids, you're like, aww. Oh, they love them so much. So they were like, we're done sailing the world. We want to be grandparents. And it was so important to both of them. However, that did mean they would have to get rid of their yacht and move back to Arizona and be landlocked for a little bit.
Okay.
So they had let their children know that they were going to sell their yacht by posting an ad for it in a boating magazine. And the boating magazine just kind of was a way for people that, you know, it wasn't just like in the newspaper where random people, like, they wanted to make sure that the well-deserved was going to go to people that also deserved
that, like,
it.
That loved it as much as they did.
Because they loved it. And they wanted, you know, because I feel like that's,
they got to be part of the boating community, know what they're doing. They're
exactly.
Not crash it into some rocks or something.
Like in Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, they can't just
that's
have
all
some,
I can think of.
They can't just have some amateur driving the well-deserved.
You can't. Not, no.
No.
Absolutely not. So, they were soon contacted by a man named Skylar De Leon. He wanted to be an actor growing up, and he got a few roles, and he was a background actor in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay.
He really played up what his role was in that show. He was literally a background actor, and he's like, I'm a huge part of that show. But he told adults, so it wasn't like they could call him on his shit. They're like, yes, you are.
Well, yeah, they're like, who? Who were you?
Yeah.
Like, they don't watch that.
That'd be like somebody telling me about Bluey and be like, I'm a big character. And I'm like, yeah, yes, like, you are.
Cool.
Well, I'd make sure they had an Australian accent. Wow. Accent. And then I'd be like,
Do we know which background character he was? Or was he just like a guy that was
in
just,
the background?
That was just like, choo, choo, choo. Like,
I don't even think he had a name.
Kind of thing, you know?
And I don't, I think it was like in
he's
like.
He's just like crowd. Ninja guy number 3.
Yeah. Or 16. Who knows?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Ninja Guy 12. So he didn't have a speaking role. But when he started trying to ramp up his acting career, he couldn't remember lines or anything, which is like a big part of it, believe it or not. You have to remember
lines.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like maybe the main part.
Main part. Step one, remember
Step
lines.
Step one. You gotta remember the lines.
But he couldn't. And like immediately you kind of fizzle out if you can't remember lines.
He's just the ninja guy.
Yeah. So then he, sorry, I'm laughing. So he joined the Marine Corps for 15 days.
Oh.
And then he went OTF, which is over the fence or AWOL.
Oh.
They kind of said both, like in all my research. So which is not good. So he was less than honorably discharged.
So he just bailed?
Yeah, after 15 days.
I thought he was a ninja. I just made that part
I,
up.
I know.
He's not even a ninja.
Well, when you think of... Did you watch
I'm Power thinking Rangers? Of Power Rangers, and I'm thinking of like the people in the background that are just like karate chopping.
This is
you know?
Important to me. This is important to me. I loved Power Rangers.
Yeah, me too.
The Pink Ranger. Kimberly. Do you know what her name was?
It was Kimberly.
Yes, it was. Not a name I go by.
But still.
Not a name I go by.
Your name.
Still my name. Was I bitchy and bossy about it?
Of course.
I was. Because she also had brown hair.
Yeah, I would play that up as much as I could if I was you.
And I did.
And I did.
So don't you worry. I have, I'll send it to you because you do our social media, but I have a picture of me dressed up as the Pink Ranger.
Oh my God, yes.
And my brother as the Red Ranger.
Oh my God, cute.
You, I'm like, that was the 1 year my mom's like, kids always redecide what they want. You know, you don't get your kids' costumes that early in advance. Oh, no. My mom did. And you guess what? We were all about it because I was.
Dude, Power Rangers were so cool.
I loved Power Rangers.
It was a fun time.
And she was named after me. Anyways, I just want to put that one out there that I was really bossy about it. But I haven't had much since then. That was the top of me being able to be bossy about something. So they did an interview with him and he talked about how he had a shitty dad and like had a hard time growing up. And I'm like, that is awful for a kid.
Sure.
But yeah, after all his little shenanigans of Marine Corps, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, he also made it a big deal that he was a child actor, which, lol, okay. And, you know, people are going to believe that. They're going to, you know. Anyways, so he had met a woman named Jennifer through email.
What? Like, I don't, he just typed in an email?
I don't know what that means. Okay. I was like, and I rewound it. Like, did I not hear something? He's like, we met through email. And then they're like, anyways. I'm like, okay.
Maybe like a chat room?
And I'm wondering if that's what it was, but like, I've never met anyone.
He just typed in some random fucking email and was like, should we be friends?
Was it like a pen pal site or something? I don't know. But yeah, I was like, email.
It was 2002-ish.
Well, when they met, it was like probably like 90s-ish.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't really know the timeline of those two.
It's early internet, basically. Yeah, like, yeah. Who knows?
Okay. People are like, I'm a 13-year-old guy or a 13-year-old girl, and it's like a 57-year-old man in his mom's basement. You know, those days. Those were fun. So they started talking, and they fell in love. So the two of them ended up meeting at the mall, which is smart to do, meeting in a public place.
And especially, like, this was before we know what we know now.
Yeah. They were a match made in hell. And Keith said, that's not clever. And I said, yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
He was a master manipulator and she was just a spoiled brat.
Oh.
So it was a very healthy relationship.
Okay, but she was a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she was actually pretty cute. Okay. Truly. And he was
They
like,
were who they said they were, basically.
Yeah, they were okay. Who they said they were. They just had some, like, issues being good people.
Okay.
So since the two of them were not working or staying at jobs, he would constantly get jobs and get fired or quit, you know.
He had some commitment issues with things.
In a lot of ways. They ended up living in a garage at one of their in-laws' house.
Oh.
It was like a detached garage, kind of like
its
own place.
Sure.
And they had a baby, and Jennifer ended up being pregnant again. And fun fact, babies are expensive.
Yeah. Well, and they require a lot of care.
And money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money and care. Two of the most important things. So he turned to burglary to make ends meet.
Sorry.
And unshockingly.
The way he said that. He turned.
Like, I'm going to be like, Danae, no laughing.
He was just like, you know what?
The I'm going to steal I, about it.
I have to turn to burglary is what I have to do.
He'll do anything but get a job. Who have I said this
or
about before?
Keep a job.
Jeez. So, unshockingly, he was caught. And at this point, the two of them were $80,000 in debt.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah. And I'm what? Like, what?
Oh, my God.
Which is absolutely outrageous. And he was in jail. So that left Jennifer to take care of both the kids by herself.
In a garage.
In a garage. Which you can't tell me the ventilation.
Wait, like, they're in Arizona, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, these two are in California. Sorry.
Still
sorry.
Bad.
The story's bad. Arizona and California. Both
still bad for a garage.
Both hot places. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, not good.
Hopefully they had a good air conditioning unit. So, all right. So I mentioned before, Tyler De Leon had contacted Thomas and Jackie to buy their yacht. His thought was he was going to rob them. Of course. He assumed if people were selling the yacht, they probably had a lot of other sources of income and they were just able to sell a yacht. It was a very nice yacht.
Okay.
Like they had put a lot of work and money into it to make it like a livable
They're place. Like sailing the world. They gotta live there.
Takes me away. I bet they listen to so much yacht rock.
I hope they did.
Yeah, I do too. So Skylar knew he needed help because Thomas was a big guy. I told you he was a bodybuilder and he was like tall and
yeah.
I mean, he was a probation officer. So like,
I'm just like confused about the plan. He's just going to rob this guy.
I got news for you. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have a home. They live on the yacht.
Right. So like,
so Skylar knew he needed help. So he got Alonzo, McChane. He was a prison guard during Skylar's stint in prison. He didn't have a lot going on for him. He
just, like, made friends in prison. It was like,
with the guard.
Should we scheme together?
With, like, the person that's supposed to be watching him. I don't get, like, how did this conversation start? You know how I was in jail? Well, I'm kind of a bad guy. Yeah. Do you want to help me?
And he's like, do you want to do bad guy things together?
Do you want to crime about it? Okay. Wow. So, okay. At the beginning of November, the two of them decided that they were going to meet Jackie and Tom to go over the intricacies of the sale. And Tom was selling the yacht, and this is in 2002, mm-hmm. for $435,000. They had put $50,000 into making it like a home for them.
Oh, wow.
But if you sell your house, like, you know, and that's what you're going to live on, you probably have, like, the ability to do that. But he wanted to make it more suitable yacht for him and Jackie. And I only tell you that because the price of the yacht was a little bit higher, but that's because they put so much money into it.
Sure.
So it was a little more souped up than the usual model. And Thomas, as a probation officer, he was able to read people.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a good reading from the two of them. But he also knew from being a probation officer, you can't necessarily like
judge
people by, you know, by looking at them. You can't judge a book by its front cover. But any new people can be rehabilitated too. So I think that kind of was to his detriment a little bit. So they got to talking, and of course they were talking about why they were selling a yacht, and they got on the subject of moving back to Arizona so they could be near their grandkids. And Skylar said, ding, ding, I have an idea. They love kids. So he called Jennifer, who was pregnant and they had a baby, to soften them.
Oh.
Like, this is my wife and babies. Trust me, right? I'm a good guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He is a master manipulator. Yes. He's playing so the Jennifer empathy came card. And
was like, I'm so pregnant. Ugh. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it won them over. They're like, oh my gosh, he's a dad. They have a baby, you know.
Okay.
They wanted to seem more legit. They wanted to seem like they had money because they were like, they don't have any money. And then they were like, okay, well, I have to seem like I have money to buy this yacht.
Yeah.
And they had a guy that was in a gang, and a gang that would wear Oakland Raiders jerseys.
Okay. This is a real gang?
Yes. I don't know which gang, but I was like, oh, they wear Oakland Raiders jerseys. I don't know if you know anything about Oakland Raiders, but yikes. That's in our division. We're Raiders random. Haters. They're in the division with the Broncos.
But anyone could just wear a jersey. Like, what?
Yeah, but that was like what, like they were, that was like their uniform.
And they're like in California.
Yeah.
So like.
And this is when the Raiders were in California. They're in Vegas now. So.
What? Okay. It just seems like a thing that like doesn't really make you stand out because like that's like a team.
It's
that
more
is
of
there.
A fun fact, but I just wanted us to hate on the Raiders for a minute.
Okay, fuck the Raiders.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love doing that to you because you don't care, so it's funny to me. So, but they had this guy pretend to be their accountant. Which is kind of funny because he did not look like an accountant. He had like a beard that was like braided and he had tattoos.
Hey, accountants can have tattoos, Kim.
On his face.
Oh. Well, you know what?
It just kind of, as an accountant.
I think you need a face tat.
I was just going to get one that says like fear God on my eyes. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that Lil Wayne that
I think
does
it'd be
that?
Cute.
Could you imagine?
No.
So, but he did wear a suit. So I think that kind of like changes things.
Okay.
But it's just like you see pictures of him and you're like, okay. And the man had a record of over 20 things he had done, like over 20 charges. So he was a bad guy.
Sure.
He had a long record.
But it's not like Thomas is like background checking this guy.
Well, Thomas knew this guy's record. He just wanted him to pretend to be an accountant, but he was like, I don't know how they met. I'll be honest. I don't know how they met, but they were friends.
Wait, you mean Skylar knew the guy?
Skylar knew the guy, and Skylar's like, you need to pretend to be our accountant.
But Thomas is also, you know, he's an ex-probation officer, so he knows people can be rehabilitated.
But he didn't know this guy was a bad guy because he put on a suit.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. So he know, like, so to him, it may be like, okay, yeah, this guy has, like, face tats, but doesn't mean that he can't be a legit accountant.
That's like, why, you know? I said it worked against him a little bit because he, like, knew. Yeah. Do you want to know this guy's name?
Oh, my God. Is it, like, Big Dog or, like...
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
It's John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh.
JF motherfucking K.
That's his name?
Uh-huh.
Like, his
John
real
F. Kennedy.
Name.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He was not... He didn't... No. It was not John F. Kennedy, who you're thinking. But he was John F. Kennedy.
Okay. Huh.
So if I refer to him as JFK, I can't help it.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay.
I giggled, like... a cherub. I was like, ha! Like when I heard that, I was like, okay, don't do that on the podcast. So Jennifer had served her purpose and she was not actually involved with what happened later, but she was certainly a mastermind in what happened later.
Mm.
So Tom and Jackie had let their kids know that they were going to meet up with their prospective buyers and spend a little more time on the well-deserved, because if you're going to sell somebody a yacht, you should show them like,
well, you kind of have to, like, take it for a test drive.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
You would do for, like, a car,
yeah,
too.
And, you know, teach them how to, like,
yeah,
drive it and everything. So
show them how it runs.
Yeah. So Alonzo, Skylar, and JFK all went on the yacht just to, like, kind of see. And, you know, they're like, this is our account, and we're, like, figuring things out. So
we're
they're
rich
like,
people.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So, and they wanted to spend a little more time on the well-deserved before they sold it because it was so important to them.
Yeah.
And... there were five people, Alonzo, Skylar, JFK, Jackie, and Tom, and they took it to the Catalina Islands, probably for another wine mixer. I can't help it. So they could finalize details of the sale, and also they could see how well the boat sailed. This was during the evening. Skylar had brought weapons with him.
Oh my God.
Unknowingly to them. So Skylar and JFK had gone below the deck, and... Skylar went there first, and I'm not sure if JFK just went there or if he asked Tom where the bathroom was, but either way, John went down to either check on them or show JFK where the bathroom was, and they overpowered him. And then Jackie's up there with Alonzo.
Oh, God.
And she's like, what's going on? She, like, hears it, and she looks over, and Alonzo, you know, takes her and ties her up.
Oh, my God.
So they're instructed to duct tape their eyes and their mouths.
No.
Yeah. And Jackie was like, please don't do this. We just want to see our grandbabies. You can take whatever you want. Just please, like, take whatever you want. Oh. We want to see our grandbabies. It's so important to me. This is awful. So it was at this point that Skylar had fake documents for power of attorney over their bank accounts.
Oh.
And the sale of the ship, and I'll get to why.
Yeah.
And obviously we wanted them to know that they were going to sign over rights of the yacht. However, he also had the idea of a power of attorney. Why did he do a power of attorney? That makes no sense. So Skylar was going to tell people that they signed over power of attorney because I told them I knew some people in Mexico that could sign up an account for them. So I needed the power of attorney to take the money to put it in a... account in Mexico, something like that.
Right. They just gave power of attorney to some random fucking guy that they sold their yacht to.
Trust me, everyone thought that was weird. Yeah, everyone's like, no, you're not putting
that's
power.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard.
If I'm gonna give power of attorney, it would be to either like
family members,
my parents, my siblings, or Keith.
Yeah, no, not some rando.
Yeah,
like, what?
But he wanted to be able to have ownership over their bank accounts because he assumed they had a lot of money.
Fucking criminal.
Yeah. So, yeah, his thinking was making them sign a power of attorney very clearly under duress with their thumbprints and everything while they were signing. Skylar was also giving their bank account information.
Oh, my God.
And Jackie signed her name incorrectly, hoping that would help.
It would, like,
they were hawks,
tip people off.
But she just did hawk.
Okay.
And He did add S's, so I'm not sure how they knew she didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like she signed her name incorrectly. So Skylar put in new coordinates in the yacht to take them to deeper waters. And the two were tied together. He had hooked the anchor. They took, what was really sad is, like, they said that Tom was, like, comforting Jackie, and Jackie was crying and stuff like that. And he was, like, comforting her as much as he can. And he brought them above deck, tied the ropes they were tied to the anchor. And Tom really tried to, like, overpower them, and they knocked him out, and then they threw them overboard attached to the anchor.
Dude.
That's what the fuck? It made my stomach fall when I heard that. Like, so. Like,
honestly, I'd be like, just kill me first. Like, don't make me, like, drown.
Yeah.
How horrible.
Horrible.
That's so horrible. Fucked.
So, like, evil.
So unnecessary. Well, all of it's unnecessary. Yeah. But, like, it's an added layer of just, like,
evil.
Ew.
Just, yeah. You're disposable. I took all your things.
Ugh.
And power of attorney? That's disgusting. You're gross.
Yeah.
So Skylar thought he would get away with it because he would always tell them no body, no crime.
Okay.
That's
well, also horrid. You just attached them to the anchor, so.
Yeah. And I'll get to it in a little bit. Something that was kind of weird about the anchor, because people were experts on ships, and they kind of like brought attention to something. So Jackie and Tom are usually in contact with everyone. As I told you, they sent emails all the time with pictures, and either be email or phone call here and there. And nobody had heard from them for a while, and their kids were like calling them, because this is the time when like people did have cell phones.
Yeah. Well, and they had just said, we're going on the boat with these people who are our prospective buyers, and now they haven't heard from them for like all this time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, which where are God you?
They did say something to them, so they kind of knew a little bit what was going on.
Like, are you back? Yeah. What happened?
So one of the son, so Tom's brother was a cop kind of in California. So, and they're in Arizona. So he contacted them. I'm not sure if he came out to help search for them or if he just called. I'm not exactly sure because I heard different things in different sources. And he just was like, this is weird. We haven't heard from them. And his brother's like, yeah, that is weird. After calling, he's like, I don't know what's going on with them. And he was a cop. So he asked if they could find them. So the first place he went to was the yacht, like where the yacht was docked and everything. And what was strange to him is they didn't see any of Tom's belongings that were usually in the yacht. And also when they would dock the yacht, everything would be covered, everything would be buttoned up just to make sure, like, if it rained or something, there was no damage, portholes would be closed. So when he did go to the boat, portholes were opened, nothing was covered, it just looked like it was in disarray. And they're like, well, this is not something Tom would do.
Oh, so you're saying, like, so after the murder happened, the people drove the boat back to the dock and, like, docked it, but they did everything all fucked up?
Yeah, they didn't, button anything up.
Okay.
So they're like, that's weird. So they left a note on it, and they didn't see Tom's stuff. So they didn't know. And also they didn't know how far the sale had gone, like if the people had taken ownership of it.
Right. So, like, or like what's going on.
So they left a note for either Tom or Jackie or the prospective buyers if they could get back to them, because they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So they received a call. Sorry, I'm trying to find my notes. So not long after leaving the note, they received a call from Jennifer, and the brother's just like, it seemed like she was trying to get off the phone with me the whole time. Like, he was asking them questions, and she's like, oh yeah, if you do get in contact with them, can you have them call us? Because we're trying to figure out the fuel gauge or something like that, and we don't know how to use it. So if you do get in contact with them, please send them our way. And he was like, okay. It just seemed really weird.
Yeah.
And they were instructed to just not touch anything in the ship because there could be evidence. He's like, something isn't right. Don't touch anything. Yeah. So 11 days later, they filed a formal missing person report, and the police end up taking Skylar in because as far as they know, he was the last person to see them alive. And he ended up having $40,000 in cash. And he told the police might I add, the police that he got the money from a drug deal.
Sir. What?
Yeah. He's just like, oh, yeah, that was from a drug deal.
That was from my drug deal. Super casual.
Yeah. You're talking to the police about a murder and you tell them he's...
Make it make sense.
Don't worry. It gets worse. And that's why he bought the yacht, so he could do drug deals. Because that's what you tell the police.
What?
This idiot also explained that having a yacht would make the drug deals so much easier.
I'm failing to understand the, like, logic here. Like, what?
When I do drug deals, I make sure that I tell the police all about them.
Like, what?
I call up people and I'm like, I gotta tell you about this drug deal. So if something happens, the police are like, why are you telling me this? I'm like, so you know.
So you know. Like, duh. I'm a criminal. Like, you're not looking good here.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily he is a dumb criminal. So.
Yeah. We can't memorize lines. That's embarrassing. So they did try to go to the bank to withdraw money. And for some reason, they were not able to at that time. And what's really fucked up is in the footage, you can see Jennifer and Skylar just laughing and having a great time while they're at the bank trying to, like, cash into these people. And I think since they were missing persons, I'm not sure. This is just me, that they didn't want to release the money until they were found. And even if they have power of attorney, sometimes you still want to talk to them.
Yeah.
So fortunately, they were not able to withdraw money, but they tried. And they would, like, lower the amount that they were trying to withdraw.
These people are crazy.
So... So also Skylar, and I didn't mention this at the beginning and I probably should have, he's on parole for the burglary. So he has a parole officer that checks in with him and everything. And the parole officer got with the cops and they're like, yeah, he asked for permission to leave the country. So they're like, oh, that's a flight risk. And, they eventually did a, search of the little garage area that they were living in. And they were able to find electronics from the Hawks. Oh. Like phones, I think a laptop. I'm not really sure because they said something about their laptop. So another missing piece was their vehicle.
Oh.
Because they did have a car.
Yeah, I mean, they had to like drive to the dock.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, and you know, like when they got home to run errands or whatever. So they did have a car that kind of stayed in that area, I'm guessing. And they were able to find the vehicle. However, somebody reported a car that matched the description of theirs. And it was outside of a trailer. And the police went to the trailer and they asked the people where they had gotten the car. And they said that this guy gave it to them just out of the kindness of his heart.
What?
And they were like, was it this guy? And they showed a picture of Skylar. And they were like, yeah, that's him.
That's the guy.
And my notes was like, hell yeah, it's that guy. So.
What?
Skylar thought that the people he had, Alonzo and JFK, would back him up. And they had claimed that they had saw the signature go down and got it notarized and it was all legit. However, guilty consciences happen. Alonzo felt really bad. Good. And he was gonna go to Mexico.
Good. He should.
But he got a guilty conscience.
Good.
And he decided to go to the police.
Good job, Alonzo.
And he told the police everything that had gone down. And he was like, yeah, I was going to flee the country, but that's not the right thing to do. So he came and he confessed to everything.
Nice.
And the police ended up questioning Jennifer and they gave her a deal. They gave her a deal. They said, if you testify against your husband, we will give you full immunity. You will not go to prison.
Oh, my God.
You'll be able to raise your kids.
She did it, right? Please tell me she did it.
Let me find. She refused because she's stupid.
Girl. For your kids.
He had already implicated her in being involved.
For your kids.
He sold her down the river. And she still was like, no.
This dumb idiot.
Yeah, so she decided to not testify against her husband.
It's probably good for her kids then.
Immunity? Is the deal of a lifetime when you're behind all this? And they said... Before he committed the crime, he called Jennifer. After he committed the crime, he called Jennifer. Everything he did, he called Jennifer.
Yeah.
Before and after.
She
oftentimes.
Knew.
Yeah, she was, I don't want to say she was the mastermind, but you can't tell me she didn't play a huge role in convincing him.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he would tell them everything she was involved in. And she said no immunity for what? Wow. For what? He sold you seconds into questioning. Ugh. So, yeah, she was going to get charged with first degree murder along with her husband.
Wow.
Even though she wasn't even there.
Oh, my God.
The cops are probably like, okay, you stupid idiot. You think you're cool? So they had separate trials and she was found guilty and she has two life sentences.
Oh,
hope he was worth it.
They didn't play.
Hope he was worth it. You sold your life out because you wouldn't like, I'm saying she got the deal of a lifetime. Oh, she turned it down.
What did he get? She got that. Damn.
Yeah. And he was willing to sell her out. So there was another guy named JP, and he was kind of going through a hard time, and his family loved him, but they had found out, I don't really know what ties him to this, but they had found out he conned JP and killed him when he was in Mexico. So this was not his first, they found the case because like.
This is a separate case
of
Skylar killing this guy?
Another person. Yeah. Whoa,
okay.
So that was added into the trial too.
Okay.
I don't really know much about that case, but it was like the murder of JP and like slitting his throat in Mexico to steal his money. And then Jackie and Thomas Hawks. So I'm like, this man will do everything but get a job to pay for things.
Wow.
So in 2009, 5 years after the murder of Tom and Jackie Hawks, he was sentenced to death.
Good.
And here's another piece of it that can be a little bit like touchy, but he obviously planned the murder to get money. And he also said part of the money he wanted to use for gender affirming surgery, which I support people who want to get gender affirming surgery.
It's so random. Okay.
It is. However, and this is a part that makes me pretty upset. He wanted to get gender affirming surgery, which I support. I think if that's what you want to do, you know your situation better.
Get a fucking job.
Well, when he went to jail, he was able to get gender affirming surgery.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about her now. I know she was transferred to a women's prison. But what's really upsetting is Jackie and Thomas didn't get to see their grandkids, but this person gets to live out their true life and their happiness after killing these people that never get to see their grandkids anymore. They were beautiful people, loved by their community.
Wow.
And they paid for her to get gender affirming surgery in prison. And I don't know if she is still on death row or what happened, but there's not a lot of information now. They just know that the gender affirming surgery happened. And that was part of the reason that they killed the Hawks was to have money for that. Cause gender affirming surgery is very expensive.
A question.
Yes.
If you're on death row, why are they paying for that?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Like, is that an ignorant question? Like, why?
No, that's not an ignorant question. That's what I want to know, too. But I don't know if they're on death row anymore.
Why are you getting, like...
Why are you getting rewarded? It feels like a reward.
Yeah.
It feels like a reward. Because, like, that's why you killed them, and you still got it in the end.
Yeah.
And these people don't get to see the...
You still got the thing that you... Killed these people for.
Yes.
Huh.
That is the one time I'm not supportive of it. I don't think you should get everything you want.
No.
Like, you killed people. People lost their lives. Callously, might I add.
Like, yeah, in like a really horrendous way.
Horrendous way. The thing they love the most, the open sea, is how they died. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
And they've never been able to find their bodies. And as you know, water disintegrates bodies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the sons, I watched 48 Hours and the sons were on there and they were just like, yeah, we just kind of wish like we could find the bodies. He's like, so we could put mom and dad to rest. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Heartbreaking. But that part with the gender affirming surgery just pissed me off, which I am all for.
I'm like super liberal and very much like.
Yes. We support that. Do that. 100%. But not when you kill people. You don't deserve shit at that point.
Yeah.
You deserve to rot.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So that's the story of Tom and Jackie Hawks. Fortunately, they raised two amazing sons that love them and, you know, talk about it and everything. And they have grandkids. But yeah, it was just awful.
Wow.
But I'm saying we need to change laws about that because that should have never been allowed.
Yeah.
And you know, that probably went through a ton of people that were like, yep, this is what we're going to do. And I don't know if they're still on death row. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a lot of information because Skylar De Leon was like a stage name that he used for like his acting career and everything.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But that's a story. But we'll have pictures of Tom and Jackie on our Instagram.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions or you want to tell us anything, please email us at mysteriousmavenspod.
This was a suggestion from Funtime Killer David.
You got to stop calling him that.
No, he will forever be Funtime Killer David. He knows that. But yeah, he was telling me about this, and I had kind of, I think, heard about this story.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar.
But yeah, it was just like,
wow.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Yeah. So our email, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Same with our Instagram. Guys, please leave us reviews and send us messages and we'll send you a friendship bracelet. We'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Until next time. Self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself. All right, bye.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's all bad.
I'm all about, like, you do you.